Amp Radio.
You ain't gonna do nothing, Tony. Move along, nothing to do here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are.
Get on him off.
Feel good.
Let the band grow.
Let you know me.
Yes, indeed. Breaking out the old intros like we do. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. This show we like to call Smack My Picks Up. UFC 245, Usman versus Pammy's boy Covington, coming at us live and direct Saturday, December 14th from the T-Mobile Arena in, what are we calling this, Paradise? That's right, Paradise, Nevada. It says here on the UFC site, though, Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, guys, as I was saying at the top, we do now have the Fighting Four in the room. So let's go ahead and get into this one right now. DJ Tony. DJ Tony, let's bring in the life of the party herself. It's Pam from North Carolina.
Here I am. Y'all know I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and guess what?
Guess what?
I am not even packed. I don't even have, like, one sock packed, nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing is packed. Nothing. Nada.
When's wheels in the air tomorrow morning? When's?
I have to be at the airport by 11 in the morning.
Oh, you got lots of time. As we know, you don't
sleep,
right, Pammy?
Well,
so
yeah, I worked all day, and oh my gosh! And do you hear me? I'm like fighting this whatever I have, cold congestion. The weather here—it's been
cold
like
congestion?
70, and then it's 30, and then it's 80, and then it's 20, and then it's back to 70, and then it's 50. I'm like so messed up. So I can't wait to. Go to Las Vegas and have some normal weather. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think we were complaining about this last year, too, though, around Christmas time, right? The weather was
Yep. It's just the weirdest thing. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had my windows open because it's 70-some degrees, and tonight I just turned the heat on because it's like 50 degrees inside the house. So,
no, not 50 degrees.
Shut up. We're almost like Siberia.
Almost. You got some snow flying around out there right now? I don't know.
Just, it might as well
All
be.
All right, so let's move along to the DJ that you heard already, the DJ Tony, the big boss man himself, breaking out the old intros. I love the DJ Tony. Go ahead and cue your music. Tony time, bitches.
Hey, DJ!
Coming at you with the 415. That's right, Proteus. We're part of Smack My Picks Up, part of the Amp Radio Network, a subsidiary of course, This Week in MMA and the MMA Minute. Shout out to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've been going at this. I mean, we're coming up on 4 years, man. I mean, like Marco was saying, you know, this is the last pay-per-view of this year. Maybe I'm ruining his intro right now. Maybe he's going to say that. But, I mean, we're coming up on 4 years of Amp Radio. And as we were going through before everybody got on the line, we're going through, like, old intros. And, you know, there's been lots of work on everybody's part on this show, man. And congratulations to you, man, because you're the lifeblood of this, brother.
No, we are. This is a team effort. Everyone, Marco, Pam. I mean, we do this because we love the sport. So, but shout out
Absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely. But let's go ahead and roll right on, DJ Tony, because the star of the show himself is waiting on the line. Deep from the heart of Texas. It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother. not only the last pay-per-view of the year, the last pay-per-view of this decade. Bye-bye, 2010s or 19s or whatever. Welcome, 2020s. It's going to be, everything for next year is going to be to 2020 vision.
That's right. Absolutely. I like that.
Right. Big old shout-out to Showtime for Tennessee. He announced on the Luke Thomas show he's having a baby girl. Congratulations, Showtime, a baby girl. There you go. You can do it.
You can do it all night long. I like it, man. Yeah. Congratulations, Showtime.
Now, like we always say, big card this weekend, last preview of the decade. We're going to do it proper. We're going to do a mold. The whole main card. Let's talk some MMA.
Absolutely. Marco's got that one correct. We are going to do the main card. And maybe, if you guys are lucky, we'll do a spotlight fight of the night, everyone's favorite segment of the show. Well, let's get right into it, Marco. As you said, to the main event we go. To the welterweight division we go, of course. We've got the champion, Kamaru Usman, against, as I mentioned at the top, Pammy's boy, Colby Covington, making some waves, doing the Donald Trump thing on the embedded videos. Let me give you guys the odds real quick, Marco. Colby Covington at a plus 160. Kamaru Usman, of course, being the favorite, probably because he's a champion, at a minus 185. I got that one right, correct this week, right, Marco? What do you got to say? Who you got?
Who do I get? Let me think. I've been going back and forth with this fight.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't like Colby Covington's stick, but I'm trying to look at the fight itself. So we got two wrestlers with the same record, basically. Former interim champion Colby Covington, current on the PDC was welterweight champion Kamaru Usman. Oddly enough, the only guy that Colby Covington lost to in the UFC, Kamaru Usman handle. And the only guy Kamaru Usman lost in the UFC, Colby Covington handle. Odd. It's really odd. Statistically speaking, they got almost the same amount of volume, the same amount of fight time, almost the same finishing rate, like the same takedown distance. They're like almost mirror image of each other. Now, all those caveats said, a lot of people are picking Usman, you know, for what he did to Tyron Woodley. I personally think Tyron Woodley did not show up for that fight. But I was super, super impressed with Covington on his last fight with Robbie Lawler. That's the sheer volume of punches. Kamaru Usman predicates most of his fights on taking you down and ground and pounding the shit out of you. And when he does that, he's terrifying. But he can also be a very boring fight. You know, he can just pin you against the cage and do nothing and just dominate you. I seen in here that the wrestling cancels each other out. You know, Kamaru Usman, a D2 national champion, Colby Covington, an All-American D1, Division I wrestler from Oregon State. I think that if that's the case, that the wrestling negates itself out and this fight stays on the feet, I think the volume that Covington can put on you, the pace, is going to be a little bit too much for Usman. I'm not going to say he's going to hate Usman, but he's going to frustrate him. I remember Robbie Lawler, that is a 10 times better striker than Kamaru Usman is. He could not get his offense off because Covington never stopped coming. He was always on his face, always punching him, always kicking him, always trying to wrestle him. He was suffocating. And I've seen that is the path for victory for Colby Covington. A lot of people are going to be pissed off, man, because, you know, Colby Covington is not a popular figure, but he's making him money. And I think he's going to win by decision. And I'm not going to say it's going to be like super one-sided, but it's going to be one-sided enough that people are going to take notice. I'm taking Colby Covington, 48-47, a new undisputed welterweight champion, and a lot of people are going to – it's a time of reckoning coming after that. The time of reckoning is coming because, you know, the whole MAGA thing, and I told you so, I'm calling Jorge Masvidal, and this and that is going to come. But it's undeniable. Colby Covington is a hell of a fighter. And if you sleep on him, and I think Usman is going to fight emotional, because all the shit Comic Control been talking about, that is going to be the little edge that Comic Con needs to overwhelm and win this fight. So I give me Comic Con my decision.
Well, I don't know if you saw earlier on, Marco, Covington changed his suit up a little bit. He was wearing an orange suit this afternoon at the media event. So I don't know. Maybe Usman gets upset by that orange suit. I don't know, buddy.
I can't see
all right,
it
Pam.
All, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Pam. So I didn't mention at the top, but Pam, we've got three title fights on this particular card. And of course, I did mention it because I said your countryman's fighting a couple fights down. But Pammy, we got your guy going
mm-hmm.
here, number two ranked Kobe Covington in the main event. Of course, as Marco said, the interim champ, you know, the UFC stripped him of that interim title. But we all know that Kobe Covington still, he's carrying around that belt. He's carried it around since they stripped him. What do you got going on here, Pammy? Do you see it going the same way as Marco, or do you got Usman in the main event here?
I think he's going to spank Usman with that belt. On paper, man, you know what? I you know how I like to decipher everything and put everything in my little groups here. This fight on paper is crazy. These guys, it's almost like they're mirror images of themselves. Everything that they do is opposite. Both of these guys, last four wins by decision. Colby has a loss to Alves by submission. Usman beat Alves by decision. Corey has a win over Caceres by decision. Usman lost to Caceres by submission. So it's just like really crazy how, they just mirror each other. Colby has a 72-inch reach versus Kamaru Usman's 76-inch reach. Kamaru wrestling jiu-jitsu. Colby wrestling cardio pressure. Five submission wins under his belt versus Usman's six KOs. Both of these guys do have a submission loss. I am picking, of course I'm picking Colby. I think that his cardio and his pressure is just too much. Maybe he does not have great KO power, but he has, I'm going to wear you out like a motherfucker power. And I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's going to stay in Usman's face. I think Usman's going to get frustrated. I think he's going to make a lot of mistakes because he is going to get frustrated. And I don't want to go decision. I want to say, I think, you know what, I'm going to go crazy with a submission.
Okay,
and
wow.
You know what, both of these guys, similarities. Both of their last fights went five rounds. I'm going to go a fourth round submission, Colby.
All right. That is going out on the edge there. But, hey, anything can happen, and everything does happen in this sport. That's why we love it. All right, DJ Tony, let's move on to you. We were talking earlier on how we felt a little bit, this is off air, ladies and gentlemen, we felt bad for Kamaru Usman because in the embedded video, we looked at his bedroom and there's nothing on the walls, man. I mean, championship life in the UFC has got to be tough if you got nothing but a TV in your room, man, and you're the champ. What you got going on here in the main event, brother, UFC 245?
You know what? I you know what? I wish I could be exciting on this one, but I got to go the route of Pam and Marco, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this. By the way, my bedroom walls are also bare, so I noticed that too.
Can't hold it again.
But, except for the mirror that I have on the ceiling. That's it. Nothing. Okay, you know what? I'll give myself crickets on that one. But I got to tell you, I think of – whose moment is bigger on this one, right? I think Usman is undoubtedly the more talented fighter of the two. The problem is, I think Colby has a knack of getting into people's heads, including, of course, the fans. I think he's going to do it, man. And I agree with Marco. I think it's going to be a decision because Colby can't finish anyone. So, he can finish you and I, but not, you know. So I'm picking, hate to say it, I'm picking Colby Covington, guys, and I'm picking Colby Covington via decision. I do have I do have to tell you this. I do have an audio file. I didn't tell you this beforehand, Proteus. I actually have an audio file for this fight.
All right, let's hear it.
He doesn't finish fights. He does not finish fights. Although I think we will see some.
He's got to him.
Yeah, but he's not going to finish the fight. So I'm picking Colby Covington via decision.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tony. Listen, guys,
I think
I think you guys are on the same path as me as well. I think that, you know, Colby Covington is living rent-free right now in Kamaru Usman's head. And we know, you know, by the Conor McGregor effect, that that's something that is actually real. You know, I just go back to Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor. It has not been on the same scale right now in this fight as it was back then when we saw Jose and your boy McNuggets. But I think Kamaru Usman, you know, didn't want to fight Colby. You know, we saw, and again, we don't know what happens behind the scenes with these fights that when they get put together, guys. But I just didn't feel like Kamaru wanted to go ahead and make Colby the next guy that he was going to fight. And of course, Kamaru's coming off of some injuries. I mean, if you looked at what he said on the Joe Rogan podcast, he's had a few injuries to recover from. But like you guys have said, I think Colby Covington is the kind of guy who's going to get in your face and he's going to pressure you, and he's not going to let you get your game going. He's going to be like a Chael Sonnen, you know. Chael Sonnen never let anybody get their game going. And of course, we know that Colby Covington is close friends with the bad boy himself. What a terrible name. But Kamaru Usman, guys, I mean, is no joke. You guys, Marco, you said, you know, what happened in the last fight with Kamaru Usman. Yeah, I don't know that Woodley showed up either, man. I think maybe there was some injuries or, you know, the satin sheets, as I said back then. But I think Kamaru Usman is not Tyron Woodley. And this is going to be a really good fight, guys. Like you guys have been saying, they're kind of mirror images of each other. And again, Marco, I tend to agree with you as well. I don't think that this fight's going to go to the ground because both guys, I mean, we saw this a couple of weeks back, you know, with the backpack, Jansen Sport. We saw that they wanted to stand and bang until it went to the ground, and Jansen Sport pulled it out and retired, you know, your boy with the curly hair. But let's not get into that right now. I'm going to go ahead and actually mirror what you guys are saying as well. I think Colby Covington should have had this shot, you know.
Long time ago.
Reserved for him. I think, it's not a – if you need to get a surgery and on your nose so that you can breathe better, I think that's a totally reasonable reason to not want to fight right away. I think the UFC does not like Colby Covington. Dana White does not like Colby Covington. Colby Covington says he's not going to let Dana White put the belt on him. So, yeah, I mean, we can see why Dana White and the UFC wouldn't
Fuck
like
you,
him. And if,
Cody.
I think if it was,
Fuck
yeah,
you.
I think if it was the older days, we would not see Colby Covington get this far. His shtick is working out, DJ Tony, and I think it's getting into Kamaru Usman's head, as I said at the beginning. I think I'm going to agree with yourself, DJ Tony, and Marco, and go with a decision on this one. We probably see these guys go again right away. I don't know if Masvidal and Colby Heat is going to get the next fight, so I digress. DJ
it will be
Tony,
big money,
thank you very much.
It will be big money. But
it's huge money, right? That's the fight, though, right, Marco? If Colby wins, that's the fight,
yeah.
Right? I don't know if Kamaru Usman gets a rematch.
I know that would be the big money fight just because of the storyline. But I'm surprised, honestly surprised, that nobody went with Kamaru Usman, even though Vegas had Kamaru Usman as a slight favorite.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I know. He said
by the time the fight gets here, it's going to be even money because it's really close.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how can anyone? I mean, we do a pick show, but how can anyone, you know, pick this one? It's really, really close. Great fight. And I think that's a great main event to have on this particular card. But as I said at the beginning, Pam, we are blessed for riches. So let's go ahead and move to the co-main event. DJ Tony, cue that music. To the featherweight division we go. Max Blessed Holloway versus your boy, Alexander the Australian Assassin Volkanovski. I made up those names, ladies and gentlemen. Those are not their names. Well, Blessed is, but I digress. Alexander Volkanovski at a plus 155 right now, Pammy. Max Holloway coming back at us at the time of recording at a minus 175. Of course, we are recording on Wednesday, December 11th. As Marco said, these odds will probably change as we get closer to fight night. But, Pammy, this co-main event is not slacking either, man. I mean, this is a great fight. So what you got going on here in the co-main event?
This co-main event, anything with Max Holloway is fun. Capital F-U-N fun. Volkanovski.
And this is, and you're
Alexander
the life of the party, so you would know.
I'm sorry?
And you're the life of the party, so you would know.
Oh, my God. Max is so cool. And super nice. Super, super, super nice. I love him. This fight is going to be a good one, I think. Kind of crazy because Max comes in at 5'11". Volkanovski comes in at 5'6". But he's got a 71.5-inch reach over Max's 69-inch reach. So this guy's got, like, gorilla arms. Like, and he's, like, dragging his knuckles or something. Kickboxing, wrestling, he's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, as is Max Holloway, a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, wrestling, striking, cardio from, I mean, he's got them Diaz boys cardio.
Yeah.
Volkanovski has never gone five rounds, ever, ever, ever. I question his fight resume, like, who the fuck did you fight? Max Holloway, third round TKO for me.
I mean, I think he got here for a reason, though, right, Marco?
I agree, but okay.
Okay. All right, so Pammy going with third-round TKO on that one, on a quick. I mean, Pammy was decisive about that one, DJ Tony. I mean, do you disagree? Do you think that Volkanovski's got, you know, fighting who the fuck is that guy, or do you think he's deserved to be here? What you got?
You know what, this whole card, like Marco said when we were doing the show before the show, this whole card is actually, boy, it's nice to see a card like this, Proteus, when we've seen garbage cards for the last month or so. I'm troubled by this one, but here's the thing. I don't see Max Holloway losing in his own division with someone that he's bigger than. No possible way. And listen, Alexander the Great's fantastic. Volkanovski's a legit featherweight at 5'6". And I'm a knuckle dragger, too. So from one knuckle dragger to another, got to go with Holloway. I have to, guys. I have an 80-inch reach. I have a 79.5-inch reach. Not joking. Yeah, for sure. So
I slayed that
like
one.
A spider monkey.
As the spider monkey, shout out to Ashley Yoder, and we have to move. I'm picking Holloway via, you know what? I think he's going to finish him via TKO somehow, Holloway in the third.
All right, so same as Pam, third round TKO for DJ Tony. I'm going to go the opposite way on this one, guys.
What? Hang up the phone right now.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone.
I know. I mean, I was there in Toronto when Holloway – I mean, fuck, can we not just get a December card in Toronto every year, fucking UFC? Can you please do that for me? Because that would be awesome. I know you guys don't like coming to the snow, but you're all ready to do it, to go to New York a number of times. Anyways, look. Max Holloway is a great champion, and Max Holloway puts himself in the way of damage more often than not. He does not have the reach advantage here, as you guys mentioned, Pammy, in this particular fight. I thought it was kind of strange this afternoon when Max Holloway did not want to say that Dustin Poirier was the strongest or the hardest hitter that he's ever faced, because we saw what Poirier did to Holloway, and I think perhaps Volkanovski is kind of taking a page out of that book. He's also beaten one of the greats, and Jose Aldo, of course, who was also on this card, did Volkanovski 19-1. I think the Australians and the Africans right now, people from Africa and the people from Australia, are really on the rise here. I'm going to take Volkanovski, guys. I think he gets this one done. I'm going to take the third as well, but I'm going to take TKO KO in the third for Volkanovski.
Mm-hmm. Me muero.
All right, Marco. Let's throw to you because, I mean, I kind of tipped the fucking cart over right there, right, Marco? What you got
going on here
in the co-main event?
this fight is closer than everybody thinks, okay?
For sure.
If anything, we can agree that Alexander Volkanovski is probably the hardest test that Holloway has faced in a long time. The guy is in a 17-fight winning streak. And when he beat Jose Aldo, he kind of schooled Jose Aldo. I mean, he made Jose Aldo, who is fighting on the same card, by the way, move to 135. So.
Yeah, maybe.
yeah, we'll find out on Friday if he successfully do it. But Volkanovski is no joke, okay? The guy is very skilled. And ever since he's been working with those Kiwis in New Zealand and with Izzy Adesanya, his striking has freaking – his striking technique has skyrocketed. I mean, take a look at the Chad Mendes fight where he annihilated Chad Mendes and then take a look at the Aldo fight. Yeah, so don't think that this is an easy fight for Holloway. Now, this fight is predicated on distance. Even though he got a slight reach advantage, he is 5'6". Holloway is 5'11". And Holloway knows how to fight tall because he's tall for his division. And the one thing that Blesa does well is switch stance. He can fight as good orthodox and southpaw as he can switch on the move. He does this weird thing that he will hit you in an orthodox move and in the middle of the combination he will switch stand and hit you with the power hand over again. So that is something that Volkanovski probably has not seen. Volkanovski got good lateral movement. He is quick as hell and he got knockout power. I mean, the guy used to be a 214-pound rugby player for crying out loud. He was a big dude at 5'6". But
how big, Marco?
Huh? He was
how big was he really?
214 pounds. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a tiki boy. Yep. He fought as high as welterweight. You know. So that's the thing with this guy. He got power on his hands. Now.
Yeah, indeed.
Holloway has seen the body type before. You know, he just fought Frankie Edgar, that is an inch taller than freaking Volkanovski.
And older too.
Yeah, and but it's still quick. It's still a guy that moves a lot. So he got a good look at an example of what he can expect from Volkanovski. Volkanovski might pack a little bit more power than Frankie, but it's basically the same body type. I think Holloway is going to win by movement because he's really good at circling around and hitting you in angles where, like, you're there and then you're not, like he's hitting you from side. And then
nobody
the volume,
did to Ortega, right?
Yeah, the volume is going to be the key here. Volkanovski is very capable. If he got a gas down from hell, like he can take a shot. But I think at the end of the day, it's a volume punch that Max puts on you. And it doesn't come in the first round. It's a crescendo. In the first round, he hit you. Second round, he hit you a little bit more. By the third round, it turns to a tidal wave. And the fourth round, is a tsunami. So I think Holloway gets it done by TKO via 1,000 punches on the fourth round. So give me a TKO by Max Holloway and still on the fourth round and still UFC featherweight champion.
Hey, Marco, since your breakdown, I'm going to change mine to second round TKO.
You're right. I'm picking Holloway.
Yeah. No, I just think that from what you said, I think if Volkanovski is going to be able to take advantage, it's going to be in the second round. All right, guys, let's go ahead.
Okay, you do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing. Don't you worry about me. I do my thing. All right, guys, so let's move along to the co-main event. I mean, I don't know why this one is down buried, guys.
What?
You know what I mean? Cue that music. That's right. Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine Durandamy. This is an excellent fight, guys. To the women's bantamweight division we go. I mean, let me give you the odds right now. Jermaine Durandamy at a plus 255, and money's coming in on her right now against Amanda Nunes at a minus 310. Amanda Nunes being the two-time champ here, DJ Tony, and I know that you don't want to call her the greatest of all time, and I thought it was hilarious today that she was posed. There was a picture of her posed with both her belts and a goat on either hand. I thought that was hilarious. What you got going on here, DJ Tony, in the co-main event?
Well, it's not that I don't want to call her the greatest of all time. I just think that's used way too often. And listen, she may very well be the greatest women's MMA fighter of all time, but she's also not going to win any, you know, celebrity, you know, IQ test.
Yeah,
that's
she's not very
sure.
popular.
But and she's not very smart, right? But I'll tell you what she does do is win. No, seriously. No, this is no offense. I don't mean that as disrespect. She's a great fighter. She's just not.
No disrespect.
She's not the sharpest tool in the shed, that's all. But I can tell you this. And she's going to destroy Jermaine Durandamy. And I was going back and forth, just like a lot of these fights, thinking maybe there's a chance, because you never know whenever you count out Jermaine.
You're saying there's
she's
a chance?
Back and I'm saying there's a chance. You know what? Shout out to Jermaine Durandamy, because, you know, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Nothing? Okay, you know what? I need to start doing that, because that guy, Brian Campbell, is stealing all my lines, Marco. That guy is literally a version of me that's not as good, but in a higher level. That's for darn sure. But I'm taking Amanda Nunes, guys. I think she gets it done until she gets beat. And I know that's obvious, but second round TKO, Amanda Nunes.
All right. I got it. No, hey, I said that last week about the new Joker, Alistair Overeem. So don't worry about it, brother. That's me next. Proteus. Listen, guys, Jermaine, this is a great fight. All right. We saw this, 6 years ago, Marco? This is a rematch. I think both fighters have grown since we saw them last. I think that it's going to be another excellent fight, guys. All three of these fights that are on, you know, the main event and the two co-main events are really tough to call. And that's a testament to what the UFC can do, DJ Tony. Like you mentioned this earlier on, you know, we came back from 3 weeks off when we had that card last week that, I mean, did anybody really care about it? I mean, we had good numbers and good listenership on it because we do the best show in MMA, in my opinion, because everybody copies us. But, I mean, Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine Durandamy is great. I mean, we did see it 6 years ago. Jermaine Durandamy has said that she has, you know, evolved as an MMA fighter. And I do believe that, you know, sometimes fighters get a little bit too big in the britches. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you're carrying around two belts and everybody's bowing down in front of you, you get a little excited about that. In fact, I think Jermaine Durandamy is going to be able to get this one done, DJ Tony, and shock the world.
Wow.
I'm going to take her. Yeah, I know. I know.
You're smoking up there.
Anybody, I'm smoking the good stuff up here. You know how we get all the
stuff
up here, Pammy.
It is legal.
Yeah, it's cold, so we got to smoke the good stuff. That's right. Completely legal. All right. So, like I said, we saw this one before. We know that Jermaine is been studying what happened with Cyborg, et cetera, et cetera. I think she gets it done. I don't know if it's going to – again, we've got 3 5-round bouts, you know, in the top three fights here. I'm inclined to say that this one's going to go to decision, but I know Amanda Nunes is a very heavy-handed, but I think Jermaine's going to be able to tire her out. I'm going to take fourth round TKO for Durandamy. front kick.
Wow, that's bold. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very bold. You got some huevos tonight on you.
Well,
cold huevos,
I mean,
but huevos.
Yeah, if I go outside, they're going to freeze to my body, so I got to stay inside so I can keep my my huevos.
Kids didn't lose. Kids didn't want to lose.
That's right. All right, Marco, let's throw to you here, brother, because you're next in line. And then we'll finish with Pam, because I know who she's going for with her countrymen. But let's go ahead and have you break down this fight, brother. What you got going on here?
Okay, first of all, oddly enough, you know, talking about the last week's fight with the Alistair Overeem and whatever, 2 million-plus people on ESPN, they did pretty good numbers, man. That show did good on ratings.
We did good, too. That's why I was saying. I mean, our numbers were great, great as well.
There was a big interest on the fight, I guess, and good for
MMA.
Maybe
it was 3 weeks off.
Yeah. When it comes to Amanda Nunes and Deradove, we saw the fight 6 years ago. They both had got way better. You know, they're not the same fighter that was 6 years ago, neither one of them. Deradove is on a 5-5 winning streak. But the scalps that Amanda Nunes have on her mantle are unbelievable. You know, Ronda Rousey, former champion. Misha Tate, former champion. Valentina Shevchenko, current champion. Chris Cyborg, dethroned her, and now a former champion. Holly Holm, former champion. And now she's going to collect another former champion on Jermaine Duranovi. Let's not forget, she's inaugural featherweight champion that they didn't get to defend because she was too scared of Cyborg, but it's put it for another day. Look, Duranovi is excellent on the feet, but Amanda Nunes was no slouch, and she got the punching power. But let's not forget, the last time Nunes beat Duranovi on the ground, when she took Duranovi to the ground, JDR got nothing for Amanda, absolutely nothing. And I don't think they had a chance to match because, for better or for worse, JDR has faced a lot of strikers, so she hasn't been forced to fight on the ground a lot. And Amanda is a black belt on jiu-jitsu, and she got that on her back pocket every time. She used to be more of a ground fighter in the beginning. Remember that most of her victories in the beginning were via ground and pound, until she found out that she got knockout power. And I think that is going to be her ace in the hole for Amanda Nunes. The threat of the takedown is going to get JDR gun-shy. And if she doesn't catch her straight out with a punch and knock JDR straight out on the second round, she's going to take it to the ground and punch her. Either way, give me Amanda Nunes by TKO in the second round and steal.
All right. In the second round by TKO?
TKO, KO.
Yeah, that's fine. And I assume you watched it this afternoon, Marco, and Duranovi is expecting Nunes to take her down. But look, I don't know. I think this one gets contested on the feet, Pammy. Let's throw to you. Again, you're going to have your Brazil shirt on, and you're probably going to get on TV. You know, I mean, let's be honest. Waving that flag, having the Brazilian shirt on, and other attributes that you have as the life of the party.
Sticking my tatas with the Brazilian flag on it. Hell yeah. Yeah, I have to pack my shirt. I forgot. I mean, I didn't forget, but I have my shirt that I needed to pack. I have to pull everything out. But, you know, this is Amanda and Jermaine part two. The last fight was Jermaine lost to, come on, Amanda, first round TKO 2013. Yes. Both of these women have evolved into better fighters. I think Amanda has evolved into the better fighter. This girl has 13 first-round TKOs. Keep in mind, when we're talking about Jermaine's kicks, Amanda kicked Holly Holm into, you know, KO'd her with the kick. So Amanda's got some surprises under her belt also. Her last three wins have been by KO, TKO. Her last loss was in 2014. Keep in mind, I also believe that Holly beat Jermaine. I think that was, I don't know what was going on with that scoring, but I do believe that Holly won that fight.
Oh yeah, there was a couple illegal blows in my recollection.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's could have, would have, should have, whatever. But keep in mind, Amanda has first-round TKO wins over Holly and Pennington, who Jermaine went decision with. So, of course, I'm picking Amanda. First round TKO for me, Amanda.
First round TKO?
First round TKO. Oh,
that
also one thing to add to that is
man,
Jermaine has only gone 5 rounds one time. So, you know.
All right. Fair enough.
Put that.
Did anybody get the Friends reference there? Come on, Jesus. All right, guys.
I did. We have a drop.
Jesus.
We have a drop, but I couldn't find it.
Okay. So let's go ahead and move right along because Marco wants to talk about the other two fights on the card.
Excellent.
That's a great episode, by the way. Anybody, just go back and watch that one. It's a good one. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this one. Jose Aldo, thank you. Sorry, cue the music. To the bantamweight division we go. What's that? Yeah, to the bantamweight division we go. Marlon Moraes versus Jose Aldo, who has been eating 2 pounds of salad per day to get ready for this one, Marco. Jose Aldo right now is a plus 185. Money's coming in on him right now, though. And Marlon Moraes coming back at us in a minus 225. All right, Pammy, let's start with you. You're the next one on the list.
All right.
What do you got going on
here?
I mean, Jose Aldo, is Jose going to make the weight?
I don't know, because Jose Aldo looks like Weekend at Bernie's right now.
Yeah, he's not making the weight.
No, he's not looking good. I mean, he is not
Weekend
looking
at Bernie's.
Good.
I love that one.
For real, you know. Right now, and I'm just kind of winging this because, you know, right now he has 1, 2, 3, 4 of his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 last 6 fights he's lost. McGregor,
yeah.
Holloway, and Volkanovski he's lost to. Marlon Moraes, he's got that big old hard bowling ball head, and he's coming off of a loss to Henry Cejudo, third round TKO, also a loss to Rafael Assunção, split decision in the third round. Man, I don't know. I just think I love Jose, but I kind of think his time is over. I wish he would retire with dignity. I love him. I think he's been such a great attribute to the sport, but I think I've got Marlon Moraes in this. I think he's going to be the fresher fighter. I think he's going to be the stronger fighter because he's not cutting that crazy amount of weight. Can you hear how stuffy I'm getting right now? He's not killing himself to get into this fight. So I think that I'm going to go, I'm going to say, you know what? Marlon Moraes with the second round TKO.
All right. And
I hate to say that, but that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, this is like a Hail Mary for Jose Aldo. And of course, Jose Aldo, let me just clear up the record here. Yes, he lost to Volkanovski in his last fight, but he did win his last two against Moicano and Stevens. But coming down to 135, Pam, I think is crazy for Jose Aldo.
Let me throw a disclaimer in there. If I lose my pick, I'm happy with it. If he wins, I'm not disappointed that I lost my pick. You know what I'm saying? I would love for him to win, but I just don't see it happening right now.
Okay. Yeah, and Marco, let's throw to you because I think what concerns me the most here, Marco, is the weight cut. Okay, we've seen Jose Aldo in the past, you know, struggle with weight cuts, not look great with performance. I just don't think that this move down in weight is what we should be doing with Jose Aldo. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts exactly, man. Usually, when a fighter gets older, they move up; they do not move down. You know. I mean, everybody was always debating when is Jose Aldo going to move up to 155 because he's a big featherweight.
Yes.
Like, he always struggled to make featherweight. Who got into his ear and convinced him to do this move down? I guess he believes.
Maybe Marlon Moraes.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the bigger bantamweight, but I don't think so, man. I mean, his pictures, man, he has lost a lot of muscle mass trying to make this cut. And I don't think it's a healthy cut, man. And Marlon Moraes, he is a healthy, big bantamweight.
That's right.
a healthy big bantamweight. He's going to be well replenished, healthy as hell.
I agree.
He's not going to have all the stress of breaking his body down at the level that Jose Aldo has done this to himself. I don't like it. I don't think he's going to come down good for him. And we have seen Jose Aldo struggle a featherweight with pressure fighters. Enter Volkanovski, enter Max Holloway. And Marlon Moraes, from what we know, is the epitome of a pressure fighter when the fight is going his way. Leg kicks from hell and hooks and more leg kicks and more hooks until he chops you down. This experiment is not going to go good for Jose Aldo. I think he's getting knocked out on the second or third. I mean, Jose Aldo is crafty. You know, he can protect himself, but eventually it's going to be too much. Give me Moraes on a third round TKO, man.
Okay, yeah. Second, you said?
Third.
Yes. Oh, third?
Third,
okay.
Sorry,
second.
Third.
It's only a three round.
Yeah, I thought you said second, too. That's okay. That's all right. No worries. DJ Tony, let's throw to you. I mean, there were very, in my opinion, and I'll get to it in a bit, but what are your thoughts? I'll express mine when I do my pick. What do you got, DJ Tony?
I'll make it quick because we have to move, but I'll say this. I think if anything, they should have sent Jose Aldo to fight the Korean Zombie and said Frankie Edgar over here, because I think that's a big mistake for both of them. Not joking. I think that's a big mistake for both of them. Listen, I've been a huge Jose Aldo fan, huge. But I think I think Pam is right, you guys. I think Jose's time is up. I think Marlon's going to TKO Jose, and not the way I want to see it. Let's say Marlon Moraes TKO third round, man. I hate to say it.
Okay. Well, so you and Marco going with the KO or TKO in the third. I'm going to go real quickly here, guys. I don't think this fight happens. I don't think Jose Aldo makes the weight. No.
Hey.
I look.
Good
go
one.
Ahead.
Quick at the end, before you, I like where you're going with this. Pam, you almost got the draw. You got two draws on your UFC, but you did not get the tip of this one. But you almost got it. You got a little bit of a precognition there, you little bruja. You got two draws, but not the right one. All right, go ahead, brothers.
All right. I love how Marco has checked everybody. It's the best. I don't know if Jose Aldo makes this, man. I really don't. I think this is going to be a catchweight fight, and if it's a catchweight fight, I don't favor Moraes. I don't think that he should have to take it if Jose Aldo doesn't make the weight, which I don't think he will, guys. And if Jose Aldo makes this weight, there's no way he beats Marlon Moraes. No way. I'm going to take Marlon. I'm going to take him early, first round. TKO. This is a bad move, man. Bad move. I don't like this at all for Jose Aldo. Like you said, Gigi Tony, I don't know who got in his ear, Jose Aldo's ear, but this is not the right thing. Let's move right along. DJ Tony, play that music. White boy. Back to the bantamweight division we go. You like that? Back to the bantamweight division we go. Peter Yan versus your boy, the California man, Uriah Faber. Let me go ahead and give you guys the odds right now. Peter Yan, wow, and a -485 Marco.
Oh, my God.
Against Uriah Faber at a +385 Marco. Your boy, it fell through last time Uriah Faber fought, but because you picked his opponent. What do you got going on here right now? Do you think Uriah can have anything for Peter Yan?
Well,
stop it.
Last time, Uriah Faber smoked Ricky Simon, and he was as big of an underdog. But Peter Yan is no joke. Peter Yan is a lengthy bantamweight. He is a more boat, you know. He got like Gaston for age. He's evil, man. He's malicious. When he smells blood, He goes for the kill with a vengeance. Peter's getting a bad man. But
bad man.
You know what? You know what? This is going to be an emotional pick. I did the California man wrong the last time. I'm going to go with Uriah Faber. I think he's going to find a way. I don't think he's going to find a way. You know, he's going to dig onto his pack of pigs and wrestle fuck the shit out of Peter Jang and find one of those patente guillotines and Peter Jang is not going to be expecting it. And next thing you know, he's going to be tapping out. Give me Uriah Faber by a late third-round guillotine submission.
All right. I mean, we saw a lot of late finishes in last week's card, so I see where you're going there, buddy. I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
So late third round submission, you said?
Yeah. Bye,
okay, thank you very much, Marco. All right, Pammy, let's go ahead and throw to you because we're swiftly running out of time. We've got No Mercy against the California Man, number 4 versus number 12. Who you got?
All righty. You know what? I think right now Peter Yan is an angry little elf right now. I don't know why he's so mad.
He's from Russia.
But I guess, but he's always angry, you know, yelling at somebody, calling out somebody, talking shit to somebody. man, this is going to be a crazy one to pick. I'm just doing it off the, you know, top of my cubbies.
Off the cuff.
You know what? Yeah. Let's be fun and let's go with Uriah Faber. We're in Las Vegas. You know, Team Alpha Male is going to show up. It's going to be fun. Uriah Faber, let's do let's go by submission. Let's go with the second round submission of Uriah Faber.
Right.
And
I
might just go put a wager on that. Yep.
Bug will pick draws. She will pick no contest. She will pick submission, no contest. She will never, ever, ever pick a decision.
No, sure. You know what? Because that's boring. Yeah, no, I will never agree because that's playing it too safe. Man. But now, you know what? I might go wager on medication
all of a sudden.
Well, once in a while, I'll see a decision, you know, but got to make it exciting.
All right. Let us know. Take a picture of that and post it on Twitter if you do that that wager, Pam.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, DJ Tony. Let's go ahead and move on because we got to get moving, DJ Tony. Let's get your pick here. Do you got Peter No Mercy, the Russian pain giver, or do you got the California Man?
Listen, I think this is the only time that I'm going to be the man of reason right now on this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, brain on bread. Guys, I love your – look, first off, shout-out to Team Alpha Male. I love Team Alpha Male. I literally love those guys. But there's no way he's beating Peter Yan, man. I mean, listen, maybe 10 years ago, but not right now. I think it's pronounced Pater. So Peter Yan. I'm taking him in a yawner. Three-round domination.
Oh,
Peter
wow.
Decision.
I'm a yawner.
Yeah. You got – see? She got it. No need to cue the crickets. Just so we can get this one done quickly, Proteus is going to agree with you. DJ Tony, I take Petra Jan by first-round TKO. Bye-bye, California kid. Thank you. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get out of here because we need to get out of here. Pammy and Mark, Pammy, go ahead and give us your guilty pleasure if you've got one. If you've got a Twitter follow or anything you're interested in right now, maybe
gosh,
it's your cat
still,
being over there
in the cat
gazebo, or maybe it's
the catio.
That's
my catio in the back because my cats are not spoiled at all.
Oh,
y'all
wait,
catch
before
up on
you
that,
do that, Pam.
Huh?
Before you do that, real quick. Let me give you the winner from last week because it was me.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Proteus gets the win last week. You know why? Because Rothwell go ahead and got some Dondasso going on and kicked a boy in the nuts twice and got that second round KO. Shoot, boy.
Yeah.
I got that one done for me.
I'm talking about family, bro.
Boo!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ben Roswell got that one done for me. And, you know, because the co-main event, because the co-main event was a draw on Marco, of course, you were the only one to pick the big baby or whatever his name is. But you did not get the round right. So Proteus gets that win with 3 points. Mark, Tammy, whatever you got, go ahead and get it done.
Oh, hey, well, I just want to say something real quick. What about Bryce Mitchell with that spinner?
Yeah. Yeah, Bryce Mitchell. Yeah, I got you there on that one. That was your spotlight fight of the night, Pam. That was awesome. You got fucking two
was
points for that
crazy?
One, baby.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome. Second one in the UFC of all time.
Spotlight, The Righteous Gemstones on HBO. It is crazy, insane, funny, crazy. Beyond crazy.
What was that?
The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say that? That one's
before
as well.
I was finishing up. I just binged the whole first season. Oh, my God. It's a riot. Oh,
shout out to HBO. All right, DJ Tony, what do you got going on? You got a guilty pleasure? I mean, I know what my guilty pleasure is on Instagram. You see that? What's that bike girl? She's from Australia. Anyways, what do you got going on?
You know what? There's a lot of them. And you know me, guys. Mm. I'm not one. I know what you guys are going to think that I'm going to pick, but I'm not. By the way, shout out to Betch Kohea on Instagram.
Betch. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going there. Absolutely not. But I'll tell you where we are going. Shout out to Jessica Evil Eye. So at Jessica Evil Eye. But I'll tell you the one thing that you guys have to look. Irene Aldana, man, if she wins this really, really tough match, she's going to go somewhere. So shout out to Irene Aldana, although she has a really tough fight, guys.
Shout out. All right,
shout
so
out.
Listen, I got a Proteus's shower pick for you. I've been listening to a little bit of Silverchair recently, and a shout out to Tuna in the Brine. I'm trying to get this one down so I can sing it at karaoke, but it's a real tough song to sing. So Silverchair's Tuna in the Brine, I believe that's from the Diorama album.
Did you say your
poster
shower picks?
Yeah, I mean, I can if you'd like, Pam, if that interests you. I mean, it's kind of foggy in there. I don't know how those shower picks will come out, but anyways,
only
I digress.
It's an outdoor shower.
Wow! All right.
Make it exciting, yeah.
Now, as cold as this is there in the north, you're gonna be a lot of shrinkage.
Yep.
There is a lot of shrinkage. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was one. I sent you a photo a couple of years ago, Pam, in the hot tub outside with the snow. I don't know.
That's
saw any shrinkage on that one, but whatever. Anyways, let's move right along because Marco's got to get us out of here. All right. Marco, let's go ahead and get us out of here for this week, brother. What do you got? You got a guilty pleasure or anything?
Yeah. Guilty pleasure has been the Micah Hamp program in iTunes. Used to be the Grelian Report. For people that like, you know, paranormal talk and the both side of the coin, the skeptical side, the side that's like, hey, might be something into that. Check it out. It's fun. It's interesting. The guy is pretty smart. And he doesn't make an opinion. He just, you know, listens to facts. Follow Pena DJ Tony. Follow me, Amaldo Marco. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow Producer of Produce. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Read on review at Snagglehead. We're on Black Talk Radio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. There is plenty of fight this weekend. Terence Crawford fighting on ESPN at the same time that UFC 245 on ESPN pay-per-view. And see, what are you thinking, ESPN? But whatever. Fight this weekend. Don't miss them. Three title fights. With that, I leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
Yes, indeed, Pammy. And just like that, you enjoy yourself in the old
Thank
Vegas.
You.
Take lots of pictures and tag Amp Radio. And just like that,
I gotta go pack. We are out of here. Bye, y'all.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Great show, everybody.
Meow.